Chagiga per Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, the third of the three Mishnayos listing the additional stringencies that apply to Kudshim over Truma. These are the last two, numbers 10 and 11. The first says, Ochlin achalim neguvin b'yidayim mesuavos betruma avolo b'kodesh. A person may eat food that's dry with hands that are tameh. I'll explain more in a second, when it comes to Truma, but not with Kodesh, not with Kudshim. So the case is that a person is, he has hands that are, let's say, stam yadayim. He doesn't know that they're clean, and therefore they automatically are considered to be tame, midiraban, as shneim latuma, second degree tuma. And that being the case, he would not be allowed to touch truma, lest he render the truma tame. But there's no prohibition against eating the truma per se, it's just that his hands our source of tuma. Again, this is rabbinic, totally rabbinic. So if he's using chopsticks to eat his truma, there'd be no problem. He could put the chopsticks, touch the, you know, eat the truma with chopsticks, and his truma stays tahor, all the while his hands being shneim latuma, they're tame. Now the question is, let's say he wants to, while he's chewing and chomping on his truma food, he wants to add some flavor, he wants to eat a onion. So the Gemara, he wants to add some onion there. So the question is, can he also eat onion and put onion in his mouth while he's got the truma in his mouth? So if the onion is dry, and that's the Mishnah's case here of neguvin, so that means that there's no concern that the onion could convey tuma to the truma. Why? Because even though his hands are shneim latuma, they're second degree removed tame, so if he touches the onion is chulin. And since the onion is chulin, it cannot become a shlishi latuma, it can't get that third degree removed, and therefore the onion remains tahor, and therefore the onion will have no impact on the truma in his mouth. Now, if the onion were wet, so then, while the onion initially wouldn't become tame, as soon as his hands, which are shneim, touch the liquid on the outside of the onion, the liquid becomes a rishon latuma, as you said, that's the rule. Tame liquids always become a rishon, and then that would convey tuma to the onion, making the onion shneim, and then the onion in the mouth with the truma would render the truma to a shlishi and postlet, invalidate it, and that would be forbidden. So that's what the Mishnah says. When it comes to kachim, you can eat with tame hands and even put food in your mouth. That's chulin, provided that the food we're talking about here is dry. That's true when it comes to kachim. Avaloba kodesh. You can't do that with that's true with truma, but it's not true with kachim. Why? Because we're concerned, again, once again, sort of a bit of a far concern, that he'll take his finger and stick it straight into his mouth while he's eating, and then his finger, which is tame as a sheni, will touch the kudshim in his mouth, rendering it unfit. So therefore, again, we have a stricture here, which says because of a concern, even if it's a far out concern, we're more strict with kudshim that must stay tahor than truma, although truma also must be kept in a state of tahara. Okay. Now, the 11th and final situation in the Mishnah here, where we have Kudshim being more strictly treated than Truma. And that is the case of 11a, I'll call it, the Onen, and 11b, the Mechusa Kippurim. Those two Tzrichim Tevil LaKodesh, they must go to the mikvah before eating Kudshim, of a little bit Truma, but not someone if an Onen or Mechusa Kippurim wants to eat Truma. So first, just let's define these two people. The Onen is a person who has lost one of his seven close relatives for whom he must observe Avelus, he must mourn over, Midoraisa. Those people are his father, his mother, his sister, his brother, his son, his daughter, or his spouse, his wife. So in the event that a person lost one of those seven relatives, so on the day of the death, he has a din of being an Onen, and amongst other things, the Onen may not eat Maaser Sheni, nor may he eat Kudshim. Kudshim, learned out from Maaser Sheni, person can't be besimcha, as he must be when he eats Kudshim, but it is permitted for someone who is in aninus, an onen, to eat truma, and that is learned out from a pasuk. So drasha, the pasuk says, v'chol zar lo yochal kodesh, referring, it says, a zar, non-kohen, may not eat from the truma, but the drasha is that it's the zar who can't eat, it's the zar dafka, the non-kohen who can't eat the truma, but an onen could eat. That's the drasha. So long story short, an onen may eat truma, but he may not eat kachem, and that's a doraisa. Second of all, mechusar kippurim, this is someone, literally someone who lacks atonement. We're speaking about a person who became tame, and after his tumah must bring a korban, an offering, to complete his tahara process. So really there are four people in this category: the zav, the zava, the nida, and the oledes. And those four, after they finish their tahara process, assuming the zav saw three times and the nida is nida, excuse me, the zava is a zava gadola, etc. So they must bring a korban, and until they do, they have a status of mechusar kippurim. That means even though they finished their 7 days, etc., even though they've gone to the mikvah, still they're mechusar kippurim, they lack atonement, and therefore they have a status of being like a shlishi latuma. Now, a mechusar kippurim prior, meaning someone who hasn't brought their korban yet, may eat truma. Like, for example, the first Mishnah in Shas is talking about a zav who, after 7 days, goes to the mikvah. So, after he goes to the mikvah, he's still a tvul yom, he's a sheni latuma, so he cannot eat truma. But after he has hair of shemesh, three stars come out, then he can go in and eat his truma. Yes, he can eat his truma, but he cannot eat his kadshim yet, not till the next morning after he brings his korban. So a person who's a mechusar kippurim, lacking atonement, meaning to bring one of those korbanos from those four people, so they may not eat kadshim on a doraisa level. So midoraisa, onan and mechusar kippurim may eat truma, may not eat kadshim. The Mishnah here is adding a rabbinic stricture, which says that as soon as a person who had been a mechusar kippurim or onan becomes permitted to eat kachim, either their aninus is over because the day of the aninus has passed, or they brought their korban, stopping them from being mechusar kippurim, at that point, really mid-oraisa, they should be allowed to eat kachim. And nevertheless, the Mishnah here is requiring them to go back to the mikvah again to do a tefillah for the sake of eating kodesh. This is a rabbinic stricture, and the rationale is that since they weren't permitted to eat kachim, we're concerned maybe that they didn't have in mind to keep themselves as tahor as they ought to be, and therefore we make them go back into the mikvah one more time. So that's what the Mishnah says here. I'll just read it inside one more time so it's clear. We say, Ha'onen u'mechusar kippurim, the person who is in that day of mourning, pre-avelus, and the person who is mechusar kippurim, who lacks atonement, tzrichim tevila, Lakodesh, they must go to the mikvah yet again to permit them to eat in kachim. Avalola truma, but when it comes to truma, there's no restriction whatsoever on the onan or the mechusar kippurim eating truma. Now, that's all about eating. When it comes to, just as a side point, as I wrap it up over here, when it comes to touching the food, so the onan is not tummy. So he could touch kachim even while he's in onan. He certainly cannot, mechusar kippurim certainly may not touch kachim because he would make it puzzle. The mechusar kippurim could touch truma since he's like a shlish l'tumah, he cannot puzzle truma anyway. So these people can touch, the onan and the mechusar kippurim can yes touch truma, the onan yes touch kachim, the mechusar kippurim not touch kachim. After the mechusar kippurim finished brought his korban, or her korban, so then he may now even touch kachim. The restriction here is simply on the eating. The eating says you can't eat until you go to the mikvah.